أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعليك أصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَآلِكَ أَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ صَلُّ عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ وَالْفُرْقَانِ الْحَمِيدِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ صدق الله العلي العظيم. All praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Lord of the worlds, the beneficent. He is the most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment. And He alone we worship and He alone we ask for help. And we send peace and blessings and salutations upon this crown jewel of the earth, His beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we must look back and check ourselves and see what we have done in the days before and what we can do in the days ahead. Because Ramadan is quickly running away from us. And now, the last 10 nights, there is a special night. The night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And we sent it down in the night of Qadr. The Qur'an, meaning the Qur'an. And first to understand the night of Laylatul Qadr, and we have to understand this verse and ayat, we would talk about the purpose of revelation. Once the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his noble companions that Samson, an Israelite, observed fast for 1,000 months or 83 years and 4 months continuously. Fast and worship. He stood in worship during each of these nights. Upon hearing this, the Sahaba asked, then can none of us be like him? On the day of judgment, he would be superior to us. And at that point in time, this surah of Layla of Surah Al-Qadr was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it declared that we have revealed the Quran from the divine tablet for the first night of power. Then any believer who worships Allah Almighty during this night shall be granted the reward of worship in excess of 1,000 months. The night of Qadr was a very blessed night. Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in one night the blessing of 1,000 months. It is known as the night of power, either by its honor, the honor of its value, the high status that it carries, or because of its blessings, sustenance, and appointed times from year to year that are ascended in the night. Now we must understand, the nights in Islam, they have very great value. There are many events, great events that took place in the night. And we're going to talk about just a few. The Isra Miraj took place, what? Not in the day, but in the night. The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place at the last part of the night. The last part. The Quran was revealed in the night of power, the night of destiny. And what we must understand is that the scholars, they tell us something about the day and night. If you go to Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it states that the day and the night represent two things. The night represents Jannah and the day represents Jahannam. But why? How is this possible? We're not saying the day is Jannah, the day is Jahannam and the night is Jannah. It just represents it. Why? Because the night is all about peace, it's all about quiet, it's all about comfort, it's all about solitude. All these things that are represented in Jannah. And in the day, you know, you're the hustle and bustle, it's stressful, yeah, you have to go to work, you have to do this, you have to do that. You know, you're under a lot of stress during the day. And this is why the day and night, the night is like Jannah, and the day is like Jahannam. And the beauty of Laylatul Qadr night is that the angels and Jibreel alayhi salam descends in the night and they give salam to those who work hard in worship. Subhanallah. Work hard in worship. And it brings us to a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when the start of the last 10 days of Ramadan comes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tighten his waist belt to work hard. He used to work hard. He used to pray all the night. He used to keep his family awake for these prayers. But how many of us, you know, even the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tightens his belt in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. How many of us tighten our belts in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? How many of us book up in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Note, it's because of the great barakat and great blessings that we can gain if we catch this night of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, they have many meanings for this beautiful name. And one of the meaning of Qadr is destiny. And our teachers, they give us some examples on what this means. One is, the Quran was revealed in the night of power as a means to change the destiny of mankind, to save us from the fire, to save us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to carry our destiny from punishment to paradise, the pleasure of Allah. Another meaning, it is a destiny changer for the individual. That if one works hard and he sits and he does his work in this month of Ramadan and does his dhikr, does his nafil, recites his darood, make dua, whatever you may make it, and he works hard in these nights and he doesn't sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him much what he wishes. And that is important in this blessed month of Ramadan. Whether it might be in this world or in the next, Allah will grant it to you, inshallah. Another meaning of Qadr is the night of tightness. Tightness is very strange. Tightness. Why it is called a night of tightness? Because the earth is filled with angels. And there is no space for more angels to come. They're so tight. The earth is filled with so many malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we go? What go fit? So much angels of Allah is around us. What are they going to fit? Nothing else is going to fit. So the day and the earth becomes very tight with the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must engage in all types of worship in this month and in these last 10 nights. Engage in any type. Pray nafil salat. And if you're fed up and you get tired, pray nafil salat, take up the tasbih. Or take up the Quran. Do tilawat of Quran. Recite Quran. If you can't read Quran, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Very important. Very beautiful. Very nice. Allah will bless you. And the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times will get the reward of reciting 1 Quran. The one recites Suratul Ikhlas 10 times. But in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a paradise for you and builds a palace for you in Jannah. Imagine. And in Ramadan, everything is multiplied 700 times. Imagine a palace being built for you, and when you read Surah Ikhlas 10 times, well, Allah knows you get 700 palaces in paradise. Inshallah, Allah make it easy for us to gain this. And if you can, you get fed up, you stop reading Quran, you take up the tasbih, read tasbih. Read tasbih, read subhanallah, read alhamdulillah, read astaghfirullah, read la ilaha illallah. Read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put great barakat in these words that we recite. And we may think and sit that this dhikr isn't doing anything for us. You see that tasbih that you have? Our teachers, they tell us that it can move mountains. All you just have to do is sit and recite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be moving things in your favor. But you have to make that time and make that effort to recite. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. And if you get fed up and you get tired of reading it, you read Darood upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you read Darood upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens? You get 10 blessings, 10 sins are minus, and you are risen 10 ranks, subhanallah. And we are in the month of Ramadan, so multiply that by 700, inshallah. And we get more and more. And I'm being honest with you, sometimes when you do that and you read and you reach 200, 300, 400, you get a little weary. But don't worry. There's other things that we can do. We can listen to the ulama speak. Pull up a nice little lecture on somebody good, somebody nice. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Yaqubi, Hassan Al-Gitani, whoever, Sheikh Ishaq Taqir, whoever you want to listen to. You can benefit a lot from these people. Recite, listen. It is a form of worship to learn in Medin. But don't worry, there's lots of things that you can do. Don't say, well, alright, well, you know, oh God, I can't pray whole half night. But I can't make zikr whole half night. And with me is with real dread. So what does happen? I go get in a few nafil. Kaya HHD na bay. I go get in a few nafil. Then I go read some Quran. Then I go make some dhikr. And then I go read some Darud. And then I go listen to somebody. And then I might start over again. Can't be ADHD bad. So I always have to keep myself occupied and my fingers moving. Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he relates in the Hadith Mubarakah. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith, let's understand the status, sincere faith, and hoping for a reward from Allah, then all his past sins will be forgiven. And whoever stood in prayer, who stood for the prayer in the nights of Laylatul Qadr out of sincere faith, hoping to attain a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his previous sins will be forgiven, subhanallah. So important. And we know we're not just doing it. We have to understand why we are doing it. Why are we worshipping Allah? Why are we fasting in this month of Ramadan? Why we just pay zakat? Why we just make hajj? Why? What is the purpose of these things? Why? Yes, it is farad. We have to do it. Allah has commanded us to do these things. But why? What is our intention? Do we worship Allah because we feel we go get anything and we go compel Allah to give me anything? No. We worship Allah for one reason and one reason alone. Because He has the right to be worshipped. Plain and simple, He has the right to be worshipped. He is the creator. Without Allah, you will not be nothing, brother. You will not be nothing. Without Allah creating us, we won't be here today. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us food every day, we ain't gonna eat. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causing the trees to make oxygen, we ain't gonna breathe. We're gonna fall long flat. It wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put cure in the augmentin, in the crestor or the lipitor, and all these tablets that we take, you feel you're going to get any cure from it? You're not going to gain any cure from it. We worship Allah and we thank Allah for all His blessings and all His bounties that He has blessed upon us. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu an said, I said, Messenger of Allah, if I know what night the night of power is, what do you think I should say during it? He said, O Allah, you are pardoning. You love pardoning, so pardon me. Allahumma inni innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fu'anni. Fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. And it is important to ask Allah for His forgiveness and for His mercy. And if we do not ask Allah for anything, how are we going to get it? And everything we want in life, we must ask Allah. And everything we get in life, we thank Allah. And this is important. This is important. And we leave on this note, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He says, remember me and I'll remember you. And this is important. And if we don't remember Allah, Allah still remembers us. Everything we get, we thank Allah for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. Be thankful, and Allah will increase you. So thank Allah for what you have. When you get it, thank Allah. Make it a daily practice to thank Allah for everything that you have. And you will see the fruits bear forward, inshallah. And when we get, we ask Allah. We don't ask somebody else. We ask Allah first. Ask Allah. Ask somebody else. At the time of Moses alayhi salam, Prophet Musa, one of the mightiest prophets of Allah, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Oh Allah, I feel very shy to ask you for everything. You know, you feel bad. And Allah turned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Oh Musa, even if it is a pinch of salt on your food, ask me. Meaning that Allah is loving, He's caring. Allah loves being asked. He's our creator. We are the slaves of Allah. All we have to do is worship Allah in the proper manner. Show respect and send salutations to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we will be fine. This is what we have to do. We don't take our time. Let us take our time. Imagine 1,000 months of worship in one night. If someone was to give you $10,000 today and say you have to do so and so, you would be very proficient in doing that so and so. You would do it pretty, you would do it neat, you would do it, every measurement would be correct. Because you're looking at that $10,000 after. But you see the value of $10,000, but do we see the value of 1,000 months of worship? Are we seeing the value? No, we ain't seeing no value. Because we are too ignorant to see. We are not steadfast in our worship. We are not close to Allah, so how are we going to see and know and understand this barakat? Never happen. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to gain and catch this night of Laylatul Qadr, so we can gain the full blessings in this night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings, and we ask Allah to forgive us and all of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to bless us with His divine mercy, because without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be able to enter into His paradise. And we ask Allah to have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to make it easy for us. And we ask Allah to make it easy for the Rasul, the ummah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بارك الله لكم في القرآن العظيم وعفانا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم مالك برور رؤوف رحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته